Random House Audio presents Hummingbird Lake, an Eternity Springs novel by Emily March, read for you by Kate Mazur. 1. September. The echo of the gunshot jerked Sage Anderson out of her nightmare. Her eyes flew open. She lay in the darkness, panting, sweating, her heart pounding in fear, her hands clenched into fists. Oh, God. The images, the sounds. Oh, dear God. It was a dream. Just a dream. One of those old, horrible, terrifying nightmares that had haunted her since the events she dreamed about had been her reality. Slowly, the past retreated. Her pulse calmed and her fingers relaxed. At that point, the shivering began, a reaction to both the chill in the room and the aftermath of the dream. Sage rolled up and reached for the bedclothes she'd kicked off the end of the bed during the dream. This was the first time in months that she'd been plagued by one of these nightmares. She had thought she'd put them behind her. "I am so totally done with this," she said aloud as she yanked up the sheet, tugged up the comforter, and fished for her discarded socks at the bottom of the bed. When she finally cuddled beneath goose down and Egyptian cotton, she turned her head into the pillow and tried to cry. She badly wanted to succeed in the effort, to sob and wail and release these vicious emotions churning inside her. As usual, the tears wouldn't come. In the past few years, she'd managed to find catharsis in tears only a handful of times. When her eyes remained stubbornly dry and the possibility of sleep appeared completely beyond